One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that will make you understand what your pets really think of you. But be warned, you may not like what you find out. I, for example, found out that my pet ferret, Rocco, had a deep and dark desire to make passionate human on ferret love. I, of course, declined the offer, but did find out that he did inappropriate things to me in my sleep. He's such a sneaky ferret, and now it burns when I pee. Anyway, what happens when a mysterious woman with white hair appears out of the fog on a lonely, desolate morning near the Mexican border? And more importantly, why did Grandma grab a shotgun and the Bible to ward her off? What dark intentions did the woman come with? That story and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. Welcome to the program. And, if you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. We got brand new ones for you every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if you're an EPP, you get a Friday one, too. So 5 days a week there. Of course, all the extras throughout the week, too. Sign up to be an extra podcast person and get all that stuff commercial-free. The full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. And I know it sounds overwhelming, but if you think about it, you could sit down, start listening today, and you'd probably be done somewhere around Easter. So just think about it. So lots of content there for you. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month to get on in all of that. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on?
I would like to add, you'll also hear Robert Stack say things you never thought you would ever hear him say. because I never know what he's going to say because you come up with all that.
Yeah.
And that one was cracking me up.
Yeah, I had no idea that Robert had that perverted ferret. And, you know, it's one of those things you learn about it and, you know, it was just gone too soon and we never had a chance to hear those stories about Rocco. But, I think maybe more will come out. As I channel Robert mentally for the show's intros, you're going to find out a lot of stuff.
Things you never even kind of considered.
Things that make you say,
Things that make you say, ew.
Yeah, that's... And things that make you say, how that's going to happen with Rob, I don't know. But...
I did want to share that last week I had talked about bringing home some things from the haunted apartment up in Iowa.
Yeah.
And I ended up bringing my grandmother's little suitcase back that had a creepy Cupid doll in it.
Yep. And now your cats are both dead.
Probably like 1915 to 20-ish. So it was really old. So I just wanted to update everyone. Nothing happened
yet.
And the doll is now living at my sister's house. And I'm like, what you do with that doll, that's up to you. So she's like, I'll give it to our mom. Like, that's all my mom needs. My mom's kind of crazy enough, but that's okay.
That's great.
It's gone. Nothing ended up happening. But I did lose sleep over knowing it was in my garage. Well, and I shouldn't be like that. Because it's like it was my grandmother's. Nothing's going to happen. And then I'd be laying in bed at night and I'm like, what if something happens? But nothing did. So it's all good. It's gone.
It's where I should arrange a large practical joke with your sister. Up here, give me the doll. And we're going to go hide it. God. It's going to show back up on Carol's doorstep. And you're going to pretend like, I don't know where it went. I put it in this closet the other night. I haven't been in there yet to get it, Carol. And there's Cupid.
Oh, that would be... No.
Cupid's bad.
Do not do that with my sister. No, and here's the thing. I don't think my sister would let you.
No?
She would be like, that would be much too traumatizing to her. She's very fragile. She doesn't like shit like that. Do not do that to her.
When I picture what she would say, I don't hear her sounding like that. I think she's like, oh, that would be real funny.
She wouldn't do it.
Okay.
You should just ask her to see her reaction.
just to see what we get.
But don't go through with it. All I ask is don't.
Even though you're forewarned, like it's like just don't. But don't. Even if you tell me the date and time it's going to happen, don't do it.
Don't do it. That's all I ask.
There's Cupid. Just when you thought Cupid was gone, and you never have to see Cupid again. Cupid has a mind of its own. Cupid returns for the corpse of Carol.
Well, that was uplifting. Thanks, Tony.
Look out.
Things I didn't think I'd hear today. Corpse of Carol.
Corpse of Carol and a Cupid doll. A lot of randomness that goes on.
In your brain.
In my brain. Well, let's go to our first story here of the day. I just recently subscribed to you guys on YouTube. I love to listen to the stories people tell. It serves to verify my own sanity with the many experiences that I have had. I can't help to wonder why it is that some of us are almost plagued with experiences, while others have never or will ever have a single paranormal experience. Strange, isn't it? We are chosen or just more open to the next dimension. Well, my story takes place in Mexico in the early 80s, just across the Texas border in Hidalgo County, where my grandparents used to live. My brothers and I spent most of our summers there while our parents worked back in the U.S. I remember we had moved into a larger home, which was just built, and the area was so new to development that the street lights had just been installed. We lacked electricity in the home, as it was in the process of being connected via the new light posts. In the meantime, my grandparents, aunt, three of my siblings, and myself sat outside and watched a battery-powered TV by the light of the street light outside. The streets were empty back then, and you could count the house three blocks in every direction in one hand. As we sat and watched our nightly comedy show, a sudden and distant thunderous barking started. It was progressively getting louder. It seemed that something riled up the dogs in the neighborhood surrounding us. It sounded like all the dogs from that area had gotten together to bark at something at the same time. And they seemed to be moving closer to us. My grandfather made a comment about a wild animal possibly loose on the streets. So he went inside and grabbed his shotgun. Loaded it. Started in the direction of the sound. The sound became overwhelming, and my brothers and I started to feel a bit of fear, but more curiosity to see the animal causing all this commotion. The night was very dark, and the only area visible in the darkness were directly below the street lampposts. As we waited for the sound to approach, we saw a pack of dogs trotting and running up the streets as they were illuminated by the streetlight. And a woman in the middle of the pack. As she passed by the light, we saw that an enormous pack of dogs followed her. 50 or more dogs following her, all barking as loud as they could. Upon closer inspection, we noticed the dogs were trying to bite her feet and ankles, but retreated whimpering as soon as they tried. The scene played on as she very slowly and calmly walked down the street towards our direction. With the dogs tirelessly trying to bite her and taking turns, my immediate thought was that she needed help. I believe my grandfather had a similar thought as he started walking towards her. But then he stops, turns around, and quickly makes his way back to us. He walks past my grandma with a serious tone. He tells my grandma, "This one is all yours. Nothing I can do here." As he leans the shotgun against the wall of the house, Grandma goes in to the house. In a hurry, comes back with a Bible in her hand and starts searching for a page. She was a deeply religious and devout Catholic. The woman was about half a block away from us, and we could see that she was not your typical lady. She had a slight luminance to her. I was still uncertain as to why this was a big deal, so I was trying to see what happened next. My brothers were at this point holding on to my aunt, who was now dragging my arm towards her and telling us to close our eyes and not look, covering my eyes with her hand. I slipped my face away from her hand and looked back and saw something that would change the way I saw the world and my grandma for the rest of my life. My grandma was holding the Bible in one hand and making a cross sign with the other, while holding a crucifix, reading out loud some kind of prayer. I saw the woman passing by us, about 8 feet away from us. She had long, wavy white hair, a light blue or white sleeping gown from what I can imagine was 17th century garb. I saw her making the movement of walking with her legs, but as I followed her legs down, I realized she had no feet. She was floating almost a foot off the ground, like she was walking on a platform, which was invisible to us above the ground. As she walked by, I was stricken with fear, confusion, and panic. She ever so slowly turned to my direction, and I saw that she had no face, no features, just a pale blur. At this point, I was horrified and went back to closing my eyes. Some time passed, probably 10 to 15 seconds, but it felt like a half hour, and we heard Grandma's order to take the kids inside, and we moved carefully towards the door, eyes still shut. At that moment, I heard my grandma say to the woman, "I don't want you here. You are not welcome in this place. Do you understand?" with a very stern voice as she continued to pray and read from the Bible. I opened my eyes again and got a glimpse of what would be the last time I ever saw that woman. She was wailing as if in pain, running up and down a small hill to the side of our house, holding her head and pulling her hair. That was all I saw. I went inside and waited for Grandma to come into the house. We lit candles. We sat in the room with a window towards the area where the woman went. Grandma comes in and very confidently says to us, "Don't worry, dear, she won't be coming back. I made sure of that." After that experience, my grandma became a very strong and powerfully faithful woman in my eyes. She no longer held that title of fragile little old lady, but someone to look up to and learn from. As we cowered in a corner in fear, she stood her ground front and center, fearless. Also, this thing that looked like a woman, why was it so susceptible to prayer in the name of God? I can only speculate that it was not a woman at all, but something darker with ill intent. Since then, I've had a lot of experiences with some experiences that I've had to use the name of God to repel the spirits, which seem to be human, only to have them flee or withdraw for the night. But why? a human alive or otherwise, and not be repelled by that. I hope that one day I too share that faith and fearlessness my grandma displayed that night. Until then, I'll keep my distance from anything remotely paranormal, as I tend to attract the bad experiences. Grandparents have passed now, but witnesses to this story are my three brothers and my aunt, who can attest to the veracity of it. Love the show. Great work, guys. I'll continue to listen and hopefully share more of my experiences. Thoughts on all of that?
Creepy ass story.
Uh-huh.
But like, so grandpa just goes, hey, this one's all you, and just goes in the house and lets her have to deal with that.
I guess they knew their strengths.
It's like, I'm leaving the kids with you. You got it.
Yep.
Going inside. Like, you would have thought he would have been, children, come with me. You got this. Go with your Bible and your superpower. Which grandma apparently did have some kind of superpower. That's pretty impressive.
But they're just all chill. It's like, okay, cool. Grandma's going to go expel the demons. Awesome.
Because the way that was written, it kind of, that's how it kind of felt like. Granddad's like,
yeah,
hey, you got this. But then the thing is it did, like, grandma knew just what to do.
Yeah, I think it wasn't their
like
first
they
rodeo.
Had seen this before, obviously.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, is this doesn't seem like it's their first time going through these experiences. So my assumption would be, you know, those two have their own rapport of dealing with it. It's like, okay, I got it if it's this, you got it if it's that. And it's just kind of like, they're, you know, they're ready for it, whatever, and they know what they're going to do.
It's just interesting. And then all the dogs that, you know, because that's probably kind of different than, you know, like my neighborhood. Well, there's a lot of loose dogs in my neighborhood from time to time, but not 50. Like, you couldn't get a pack of loose dogs. That alone would be like, what the hell is going on? Where did all these dogs come from? And then to see some woman in the middle of it, like, that's just weird. The whole thing is just really weird to me. I've never heard a story quite like that one.
No, it is very bizarre. And yeah, it makes you wonder what exactly was it that they saw, and how regularly did grandma and grandpa experience it as well?
And it doesn't sound like they ever circle back and talk to grandma about it.
No.
Like, what exactly is your superpower, grandma?
Yeah.
Because you obviously have one. We saw it in action that night.
I wonder how deep that got.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802, our phone number. Here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
I'm going to tell you my son's story, my oldest. He is 20. When he was born, I was in the delivery room, and, you know, it was complicated. I was too tiny. He was way too big. It should have been a C-section, but it didn't happen. And I'm glad that we're both here to, you know, to tell the story. While I was in labor, I was in a pain, and my friend got me this froggy bean bag thing, and it had, you know, the froggy legs, and I would fucking swing it back and forth because I'd be in so much pain because, you know, contractions, they suck. And everybody that would come in the room, my grandma, my mom, the family, you know, my son's father's mom, him, all of our friends, they would come and they would just stare at me, and I'd be in a lot of pain. And they would always stand on the one side of the room, and there were chairs over on the other side, but they would never go on that side of the room. I didn't notice it at the time. I put all this, you know, together later after the fact. I was too busy in pain moment. But as I was, you know, going through the situation and everything, every time I opened up my eyes, would be staring at me, and everybody's dead quiet. And I'd be like, stop staring at me, you know? And then I turned, and when I opened up my eyes, because I thought maybe someone finally went around to the other side of the room. And I opened up my eyes, and I saw someone over there, and I went to turn to see who was, you know, sitting over there. There was nobody over there, but I saw someone over there sitting. And the weird part of it is that I told, after I got home from the hospital, I told my son's father, I was like, there was something in the room when I was giving birth, you know, to Dust. I don't know. I thought it was an angel is my best description. But I described him to his father, and his father said that that was his brother. His brother, boating accident, they were drinking and fishing, and it was late into the night, and he fell out of the boat and he died. And so I thought that was kind of crazy, you know, that I didn't even know he had a brother. It was his dad's and his dad's first marriage, something like that. And he was older, and I had no idea. But my oldest, since he was little, the baby monitor would be on, and I'd be waiting for him to get up from his nap, and I'd start getting lunch ready and stuff like that. And I was downstairs, and I had the baby monitor on him, and you could hear a woman in the baby monitor talking to him. And my grandma just happened to be standing beside me next to the stove making tea. And we both stopped what we were doing and turned around at the same time and looked at the baby monitor. And I took off running upstairs because we were the only two in the house. He tells me stories now that he's older. When he was little and he'd be at my grandma's house, because my grandma's a sensitive too. But when you don't learn how to protect yourself, you're basically a lighthouse in a dark world. You're going to attract all of them, not just one or this kind or that kind. You're going to attract kinds. And with her not protecting herself, I think a lot evil ones would attach. But he said that she would keep a crib outside her bedroom window, or not bedroom window, bedroom door. And in the crib, he said, Mom, it never hurt me, but he said it always hovered. He said it was like a black cloud. And it was a huge man, he said. Not but a man. And he said that it would just lean over the crib, and he said it would just stand there, not ever saying anything, not ever doing nothing, and night after night, and it would just stand there, and it would just stare at him, and just stare at him, and just stare at him. And I was crazy when he told me that. I never knew that, because he always tells me everything, you know. Always that way since he was little, I'll let my baby talk for days. I love hearing everything he has to say. Even when he was babbling, I'd be like, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that sounds so cool. Even though he wasn't really saying anything, but he was to him. But he's probably about, I'd probably say about 4 or 5 at this time. And we were living in this really big house in town. And I had to work third because it was either second or third, because I worked for a union. I couldn't hold first. So I had to work third all the time, because second, I got tired of working second. I worked it for years while he wasn't in school. But when he was in school, I would have never saw him. So I worked third, and I would go up and check on the babies before my youngest was born at this time. And he said he woke up and he has paralyzing. When I was pregnant with him, I woke up and I couldn't move. It's never happened before, and it's never happened since. Only when I was pregnant with him did it happen to me. And now it happens to him consistently, like throughout his whole entire life, where you're paralyzed, where you can't move. I woke up and I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't ask for help. I couldn't move a finger. And I was panicking, and it was like I was trapped, and it was weird. It was really weird. I was trapped inside myself, and I couldn't, there's nothing I could do. And I calmed myself down, and I closed my eyes, and I myself went back to sleep, and I woke up, and I jerked myself when I woke up because I could move finally. But my son, he has that situation all the time. Like he it happens to him all the time. I just thought it was really weird because it only happened when I was pregnant with him, and it hasn't happened to me since, but it happens to him all the time. So I think there's something, you know, that I, you know, with him, with his gifts, with his abilities or something. But he woke up one night and he said that there was this really, really tall man, because he was in a bunk bed, and top bunk. And he said that this tall man leaned over his bed, and he said that it was so tall, and he said that he kept having dreams that night, and he kept having dreams where it looked like me, but he's like, it was mom, and I would throw tears at his head, and I'd be mean to him and stuff like that. And there was, I was helping him brush his teeth to make sure, you know, he got his back teeth and stuff like that. And he kept his head around him everywhere. And I was like, what are you doing, baby? And he's like, mom, I see shadows all the time. He's like, I see people all around me, but when I go to look at them, they're not there. And I knew it because I see them, but I didn't want him to be scared. So I told him that they were angels. And as far as I know, he never complained since then. I'd probably say he's 15 now, or not now, but then we moved back up from Missouri, and he was coming downstairs, and as he was coming downstairs, he said at the end of the stairs, it was like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, because he's 15 and it's summertime, so he's staying up late like he always does. And there was a little girl standing at the bottom of the stairs, and he said it scared him. And I had to start putting like night lights around the house and stuff like that, because he gets so scared. So the whole house basically has like these LED light candles all around the house, and time set candles and stuff like that. So that way, because even my youngest is the same way. There was a time where he wouldn't sleep in his bedroom. He's about 3. And he wouldn't sleep in his bedroom. And so I had to teach him how to sleep in his bed, because, you know, he's got to learn to sleep in his own bed. So I made a pile on the floor. And as I was laying on the floor in his room with him, I got no sleep at all that whole entire night. Like, I was freezing, but I was sweating everywhere. I could not sleep for nothing. I was constantly waking all night long. I got no sleep, no rest whatsoever. And after that, and realized that there was something going on in that room, that's when I moved him. I let him sleep with me from that point on out, because I just didn't feel comfortable leaving him in a room like that. So I would, in the wintertime, especially because it's cold in there, I'd shut the door, and black mold started growing out of the closet that I felt like stuff was hiding in. It was weird when I was laying there. Like, you get a download of stuff that's going, you know, and out of the closet and up his wall. And I kept scrubbing it down and cleaning it and stuff like that. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And then it started spreading throughout the whole rest of the house. And I moved out. We left and moved out. And whatever was in that house, some of it followed us to the next house, but not all of it. But it was just really weird that I stopped to the people, and there was no black mold. They've never had issues or anything like that. So I think maybe the thing that was in the house was mad because I took him out of their hands or something. I don't know, but they were like, they were lashing back. But yeah, my oldest, he has the gift too. It runs in the family. But he's doing good now. He's happy and healthy. He's 20 years old, and he's a happy, healthy man. He still, you know, remembers a lot. He still talks to me about a lot. He'll come and tell me when I need to sage and that and salt. And so he's still very, very aware of his surroundings and stuff like that. I think he is a lot more stronger because of me, who I am, and aware and knowing, you know, what it is he's going through. So I help him with stuff. A lot, I don't think a lot of negative entities can penetrate him, because his will stay the night, and she'll hear stuff about voices standing behind her, trying to tell her to be jealous and, you know, think of all these negative thoughts and feelings and stuff like that. So I think he's a lot stronger than most. And I think that's because, you know, he has a mom that helps guide him and stuff like that. With the sucker, with me throwing the sucker at him and stuff like that, I told him that was spirits trying to put a wedge in between us, because they know that I can help him and I understand the whole situation. And I told him that the reason it didn't look like me fully is because it was me, and the bad spirit trying to put a wedge in between us. I just wanted to tell you about my oldest. I'm trying to remember everything I should have known, but I didn't. But thank you.
That would be horrifying as a parent to hear your child say that they had an encounter with you and it wasn't you.
Well, it sounds like there's a whole lot of other things too, yeah. You know, like with this child encountering lots of things, but that one would be really that, because there was a lot of in that story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think that's probably the most terrifying part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like he's seeing you, but it's not you.
Yeah.
And how do you even kind of explain that to a child?
I'm curious as to,
like, well, honey, what you saw wasn't me. Uh-huh. I mean, there's no real explaining it to a kid.
No, I mean, because the only way, place and time that it applies is if it's the ghost, because there's nothing else in life that's going to do that sort of thing. So that could really mess with your mind even more, just trying to reconcile the two concepts. I'm curious as to when, at the end, she said how she explained it to her son. At what age was the son where they were able to have that conversation where he could kind of understand it that way?
Yeah, because even, you know, if your kid, it's obvious your child is a sensitive, mm-hmm. and can pick up on things, but you can't explain that to them, you know, because you don't want to scare them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that would be a really difficult thing to deal with.
Yeah. But if the kid's already experiencing it, do you just kind of level with them, though, too, and be like, look, I get it. You're seeing this. And rather than, oh, it's, you know, it's nothing bad. But how deep can you go, you know, to help them understand it? I don't know. I guess I really wouldn't know unless I was in that situation. But even then, you'd be very confused. Very cool story. Thank you for sharing that one with us here on today's episode of the program. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The link also there at ghostpodcast.com. There you'll get access to our EPP bonus episodes, brand new ones every single week exclusively for you, as well as the archive of episodes. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. And you get our advanced episodes, typically almost up about to a month before they're released to the public. All of it commercial free. Get it at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at cosi.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.